I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
This is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group. I am the host of this show. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. And we are pleased to have all of you listening. And America's Heroes Group Roundtable, She Serves, She Matters, with partner She Voices Coalition, Sister Soldier, She Vet, Inspire. And don't forget, December is AIDS Awareness Month. We are pleased to have on our live line, we have the Wanda Petty. Wanda is a retired U.S. Army veteran, non-commissioned officer, and known as Sister Soldier, president, CEO of She Vet, Inspire. How are you, Miss Perry, Petty, I'm sorry. Miss Petty.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I should know you as often as we talk about you and what you do. That's great. Everything going well?
Everything is all right. It's great.
Good, good. Also joining us with her is Keisha L. Jackson, who is an inspirational screenwriter geared toward the faith-based family-friendly genre. After retiring from the Air Force with 22 years of honorable service, she signed to become an inspirational writer for Global Woman magazine. Shortly after her mother was diagnosed with stage 4 inoperable lung cancer, Keisha resigned to be her primary caregiver. And in addition to screenwriting, Keisha co-wrote and also co-produced her first song, You're a Caregiver, and released the instrumental version. The song has received a caregiver-friendly award in media and reached number 30 on the Indie Soul chart. Keisha holds a master's in information system and soon a second bachelor's degree in business. How are you, Keisha L. Jackson?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for being with us today. What we're talking about, of course, the discussion is about family caregivers. Keisha, why don't you start us off on that?
Okay. Like you read, my experience from caregiving came from taking care of my mom. I was at work, received a call one day that my mother was in the hospital, and when I got there, I found out that not only did she have stage 4 cancer, it was inoperable, and the doctor said there was only thing we could do is expect life support at that time.
So how did you respond to that, Keisha?
I was in shock because I didn't even know that she had cancer. It was something that we had never even talked about before. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it was my mother, and the doctor said that there was nothing that they could do, but I didn't want to give up on my mom. And I asked her, really, I said, well, what do you want? If the doctor's saying life support, and I said, well, what do you want? Because we're going to trust God. And she said, I'm not ready to go. And so since she mm-hmm. said that she wasn't ready to go, I said I was going to fight with her and I was going to fight for her.
I think that's wonderful. And what transpired after that?
So after that, I wound up putting my mother on a lot of natural products. And one of the reasons that happened is because I had left Philly. I was in D.C. and I had left Philly. I'm checking on her. And I had to go to San Antonio. And when I was out there, I got another call that my mother had been put out of the hospital because she didn't have proper insurance.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, it was very interesting. I couldn't believe that that could happen. So doing long-distance care, trying to do a lot of research, trying to find out what was going on, they gave her Motrin. They sent her home. So, of course, she was in a lot of pain. The cancer was not only in her lungs. It metastasized into her ribs. And so I...
Now, pardon me for cutting you off. Are you still in the service at this time?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. No, I'm talking about the time your mom was having these problems.
Oh, yes. I was still active duty.
That's what I wanted to know. So during the time you spent... you retired after 22 years from the Air Force, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What years were you talking about? You're still in the Air Force, and your mom's going through this inoperable cancer. What? And then they're telling you these other things and putting you up.
So it was about 2000, about 2003, around that time.
Okay.
When they when she was diagnosed, 2003, mm-hmm. 2004.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, and you're on active duty, and they're going to put your mom out of the hospital because of a lack of insurance? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, they said, well, she didn't have the proper insurance. She was on Medicare, but she hadn't gotten to the age for, I'm sorry, she was on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. I get them mixed up.
I got you.
But she didn't have Medicare yet, and so I was doing everything I could to try to help keep her going financially in terms of her appointments, her bills, and everything, and mm-hmm. Started looking into some natural medicines. And it actually was a blessing in the end because the natural medicines really, really did help her, the natural products.
Good. Now, where were you based at that time?
I was stationed at the Pentagon, and my mother was in Philadelphia.
Okay. So, okay. You weren't too far away. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's great. She was in Philadelphia. So what happened?
So my mother was there going back and forth, taking a long-distance care, but I do have a brother that was in Philly that was helping and another brother in Maryland. So we were trying to, you know, partner in all of the care and help for her, but it just got to be too much. So I convinced my mother to come to Virginia for a vacation because she really didn't want to come. She felt like she would be a burden to me and my brothers, and she was still trying to take care of, maintain everything on her own. Mm-hmm. And she came to, my brother brought her halfway to Delaware, and I was going to pick her up and drive her all the way to Virginia to stay with me. And I say that it was a blessing because my mother left her pain medicine in Philly. And because she was in a lot of pain, I was able to take her to the emergency room where I live. And they got her in the system, and the care that they took great care for her. And then eventually she decided to stay, and she had to enter in a hospice.
And tell us, did the service do anything that you thought they should have done and didn't do?
You mean the military?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't really involve the military.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. But what they did was, my coworkers, they were very supportive of me.
Okay.
But I didn't really involve the military with it.
I got you. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. All right, so that's a very interesting situation, and things worked out, I guess, for the better, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It did, because you...
Yeah. Yeah, things worked out for the better.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We certainly want to go to our good friend, of course, who is always with us, none other than, you know who, Wanda Petty.
Hello there.
Wanda, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Well, I thought it was important to bring this to the forefront about caregiver burnout.
I like
you know, over 20% of adults.
Pardon me for cutting you off. I want to make sure everybody knows Wanda Petty, retired U.S. Army veteran, non-commissioned officer, and known as Sister Soldier, president and CEO of She Vet Inspire. Go right ahead.
All righty. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 20% of adult children are taking care of their older parent, and 85% of them are pretty much are not receiving any type of respite care.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that it was important to bring the subject of caregiver to the forefront because mm-hmm. so many times we don't recognize the importance of getting ourselves and taking ourselves care, mm-hmm. you know, and taking care of ourselves as we take care of our family members. And Keisha has experienced this, and she's gone through a vast process of being able to care for her mama, provide resources for her,
mm-hmm.
and be able to start encouraging others to look more into caring for themselves and be aware, because African American families, for the most part, we're pretty much left out when it comes to looking for resources to care for our family members.
Why is that?
Well,
African American families are more so than others, Wanda?
Yes.
If I can chime in on that, one of the reasons why I began this campaign to be able to educate us more is because when I was taking care of my mom, and even after my mother passed, I started going to caregiver conferences, and I looked around, and I did not see a lot of us there. And there was a lot of information, a lot of helpful resources that were being passed out. And I said, we're missing out on this information. So I think there was a study from, like, it might have been like AARP or National Alliance. There's like 44 million or something like that caregivers in the United States. This probably may have been like a 2015 or something like that, 2016. And it had only 13% were African American, and that just didn't seem right to me.
Hmm.
I think it's maybe because it's what we do. We grow up in our culture, and we don't see it as caregiving.
Hmm.
And so okay. a lot of the information is out there. Maybe we just never learn about it. So I've been taking this pursuit to be able to learn as much as I can about the different resources and be able to share it with others.
I think that's great. Wanda, you want to respond to that?
Yes, I do. That is definitely true. I actually care for my mom right now.
Hmm.
And it took me diving into looking for resources and talking to people and contacting the Department of Aging and really finding out, because there are programs out there like the waiver program that are not well communicated, you know, and this particular program will cover everything for someone who meets the financial market for it. And it's a combination of the Medicaid and Medicare, and it also will pay for living assistance and respite care, which is so desperately needed. I don't know if I would be able to continue everything that I do if I didn't have the assistance of a caregiver coming in and relieving me to be able to do what I do.
Wow. Is there something that needs to be done that isn't being done now to either of you, Keisha or Wanda?
Well, I believe that...
Who is this? This is
Sister.
Sister,
so
yeah,
believe,
okay, go right ahead.
I believe that we have to get out and really start researching and not, just as Keisha said, we take it on as it's our obligation, it's our, you know, we don't mind doing it. But then we also sacrifice
right.
our own health, our own well-being, and our future when we don't look for taking care of ourselves as we're taking care of our loved ones. Majority of the caregivers usually will pass before the person that they're caregiving for if they don't take care of themselves. So I think we have to be diligent and start researching and get out and talk and find those resources, as well as staying connected to programs and communicative areas like America's Heroes Group to hear about resources that are available through their show, you know, through your show.
What you
Keisha,
just said.
You want to chime in on?
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Keisha, would you like to chime in on?
Yeah, Keisha, go right ahead, Keisha.
Oh, I was going to say, I was just in Chicago last month at the fourth annual caregiving conference that her name is Denise Brown. She's in Chicago and she puts it on. And the Lieutenant Governor Stratton, she was there, and she was the keynote speaker. And she spoke on the Alzheimer's Association and this tour, this campaign that she's doing. And I wasn't able to be there, but I heard nothing but great things about that. But for me, it's through the music, it's through the screenplay, writing the screenplay and using avenues to be able to not only go out to people, but to be able to get into their homes, because a lot of times caregivers, you can't get out. So I wanted to use writing the screenplay and the music to be able to go into the ears of people that are listening and use it to open up avenues to be able to start conversations and dialogue.
Let's mention that, Keisha, because I didn't at the beginning. You've done the screenwriting, and you co-wrote and co-produced your first song, You're a Caregiver. That's the name of it, right?
Yes, the song is You're a Caregiver, and we released the instrumental version on the 1st of November to coincide with National Family Caregiver Awareness Month.
And you said that you were here, and the Lieutenant Governor, who is, by the way, an African-American woman.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady. Yeah, wonderful.
Yes, she was the keynote speaker at the caregiver conference.
That's great. Now, the song has received, I understand, a caregiver-friendly award in media and reached number 30 on the Indie Soul chart. Is that
correct? Yes, and that was when, but it's actually reached number 27 this week. I checked earlier.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so it's doing well. It's the song was my way to be able to go out to caregivers and just say, you're not alone, be encouraged, and that's what we did. We got together, a group of us, Chris Davis out of Connecticut, Carol Riddick out of Philly, and Mark Walker out of Maryland. We collaborated on this project, and we released it for caregivers, so it's the project that we're working on.
Now, you hold a master's in information systems, and soon you're going to get a second bachelor's degree in business. What are you going to do with that?
So the business is like the business side of caregiving and learning and to be able to put things in place. So I've been telling people, for me, for caregiving, it's not so much trying to start something new, because even with caregiving, there's nothing new under the sun. What I'm trying to use is the business information and to be able to collaborate with others and be able to put people in contact, just like this, like us talking now with each other. So that's what my business degree is being used for, to help with that.
So we're going to hear a lot more. That's what you said.
Yes.
Oh, that's something, Keisha. Which is just a great thing. Wanda, what else do you want to tell us?
Well, I just would like to say, just to remind everyone to consider your health while you're caring for someone else.
Beautiful.
And
mm-hmm.
the resources are out there for you to be able to care for your family. Please look at the Department of Aging and into the waiver program, and don't let them tell you that it doesn't exist, because it does.
That's a good point. Look at the Department of Aging. Yeah, that's true. That certainly can. There's all kind of programs out there. That's why we, with the America's Heroes group, that's the reason we try to do that, so people are aware of these issues that they can reach out to, and that's exactly what you ladies are telling our audience about. Because this is very important, without a doubt. Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting situation. With Keisha, do you have something coming up soon relative to the production that you're doing?
Well, the production for the screenplay, uh-huh. it's in development right now. I was just talking to one of the people from the song side earlier today. And so we're working on another song that we'll probably be releasing at maybe around the beginning of the year, because we're putting a CD together for caregivers, an urban CD.
An urban CD? Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take a caller. Dave, hi, how are you? Dave?
Hi.
Hi, Dave. You're on WVON.
Hi there. How you doing there, Cliff?
Good, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Wonderful segment. And the ladies, you know, and I told you before, my dad was a vet.
Right.
And what provided so much help, and if I could pass this on, or if that was a thing that they found was a resource, where we were at is our second U.S. Congressional District. And that office was so instrumental. So I was just thinking, since this is probably a national kind of a type thing, mm-hmm. You know, would that have been, or could it be, some great resource that the ladies will be able to use in the future and pass on and so forth? But great segment, and thank you for, and upliftment to you for all the work that you've done.
Dave, thank you so much, not only for calling, you. But your compliments, and to your dad as a vet, and what he is saying, go to the congressional office, wherever you live. This was the second district. I don't know whether he's in Illinois or not, but Dave, we really appreciate that. Absolutely. Ladies, thank you. Keisha Jackson, Wanda Penny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking again. You folks have a great holiday, all right? And thank you so much.
You too.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
And to you also, to you both. Thank you so much, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Stay with us. We'll be back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SEIDMAN, Law.net.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Hi,
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
The National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.